Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the great God Almighty, the Lord God Almighty. He's holy, he's righteous, he's faithful, he's our friend. There's no friend greater than him. There's no God greater than our God. He's the only true and living God. He said, have no other gods before me. In the name of Jesus, so Father, forgive us if we denied you and served other gods, because it's our intention to serve you, the only true and living God, the one who created, oh God, human beings, the one who created every person on the earth realm, even the animals, the trees, the birds, the insects. Woo! You thought of everything. And Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so beautiful, Lord. Your creativity reigns throughout the earth. When we look at the flowers of all kinds, of all colors, roses of all kinds, you know they have thorns, but Lord, that just keep us aware that we have to be careful, oh God, about what we touch in the name of Jesus, where we go, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to keep our eyes focused on you in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the airways where we are, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over us, over our families, over those who will be coming on, those who are on. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you today that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, and you hear our cries. You hear our call before we say, Abba, Father. What a great God you are. You are mighty in all your ways in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is nothing impossible to you, nothing that you can't do in the name of Jesus. There is nothing impossible to you. You are omnipotent. Woo! So powerful, so powerful, so powerful. Oh, God, we just thank you that we could call on your mighty holy name. Oh, God, just to say thank you, Lord. And, Lord, your word says when we are old and gray, you will not forsake us. And we thank you that you are truth in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for Wednesday midweek Bible study. And everybody, oh God, who comes on, we thank you, Lord God, for the study of your word. Lord, you could have brought us down here, sent us down here to earth without a word from you. But you allow us to have the Bible, your truth, basic instructions before leaving the earth. You allow us, oh God, to hear your voice. Oh God, help us not to hear other voices, those voices that don't say what you're saying. Help us not to hear those voices, but help us to be clear there. Know that we know that we know. Yep, that was my Father speaking to me. Yep, that was God who said that. Yep, that was God who did that. And, Lord, there's so many ways you speak to us. It's not just through the listening ears, through the Spirit. Many times you are moving by your Holy Spirit in the earth realm. Many times you're moving in the wind and the rain and the storms. And many times you stopped the rain and you gave us authority to say to the rains and the winds, peace, be still. And they will stop. Oh, God, when the storms are coming near our cities, near our states, we can say, peace, be still. And we have the authority that it shall be still in Jesus' name. Well, good afternoon. Thank God for each of you. I thank God for you all being on Wednesday midweek Bible study. I'm excited. I'm excited because God is doing great things in all of us. He's so good. He just loves us so much. We have no idea about the depths of his love. Oh, no, we don't. We don't even know what he saved us from even today. But we know he woke us up, and we say thank you, Lord God. Well, today is August the 26th. My God, what a great day it is to praise the Lord, to give him thanks. I thank God for you all. I'm going to ask three people to volunteer to pray for our nation. I first need one person to volunteer to pray for America and to ask for mercy. Who'll pray for America and to ask God for mercy? Sister Thelma, can you do that?
Yes, I can.
All right, thank you. All right, I need somebody to pray for world peace. Hold on, Sister Thelma. I need somebody to pray for world peace. Sister Lanny, can you pray for world peace?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. Can you pray for world leaders? I'm going to call on you when it's your turn to pray. Hold on. Sister Gloria Dean, can you pray for world leaders?
Yes, I will. I can.
All right, Sister Thelma, go ahead and pray for America and mercy.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we thank you because you are Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. So we know, Father God, that you are watching over America, each and every one of us in the United States of America, Father. We just thank you for you watching over us, taking care of us. Father, you have defended us from the enemy. You have kept us in many, many ways, Father God. And we thank you, God, for your shelter, for your protection, Father. We thank you that you are our refuge in the time of trouble, Father God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. All the saints of God that know you and the pardon sin, God is lifting up America before you. Father, you have ears to hear, and you say when the righteous cry, you hear us, Father God. So, Heavenly Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, everyone that belongs to you, Father God, that if we just humble ourselves and call upon your name, and God, believe in your holy truth that you will heal our land, God. We believe that with all our hearts. And, Father, we are so thankful today that we are at peace right now in our spirit. And we thank you, God, for everything that you have supplied to us and for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. We need prayer for America. All right. Sister Lanny, can you pray for world peace?
Yes, ma'am. Our dear Father, in the name of Jesus, so blessed and so excited to know the truth that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son to give everybody in the world access to such a great salvation that you've given us. Well, I'm before you, God, if we say thank you for what all that you've already done. But we are aware that there are many issues in our world, and there are many people who have not even heard the truth about who you are. So, God, I thank you for what you've already done, how you've already imparted so many things to us. The simple truth of the children's song says that he's got the whole world in his hands. God, we thank you that you know the walls, and you know the ins and outs of what's happening in our world. You know where the issues are. You know what the leaders face, but most of all, the people, God, that you made, that you love so much. We pray, God, that believers in all parts of the world will rise up and take their rightful place of authority to lift you so that men may be drawn. In the meantime, God, we thank you for your grace and mercy that you've already imparted to us, and we need it even the more. There will never be a time when we won't need your grace and mercy. We ask, God, for keeping power, for saving power, for deliverance power, for comfort, strength. But most of all, we pray, Father, that the people will hear the word of God and invite you into their hearts. Thank you, Father, that this is possible because you are God. So we thank you, Father. We ask you to break the fallow ground, the heart and hearts, so that men will hear your truth and accept you in Jesus' name. We thank you that you are the only one that can save the world. So we come before you in Jesus' name, asking for the grace of that and the mercy of that. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that world peace prayer. All right, Sister Lurdine, if you could pray for world leaders.
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the world leaders all over the world. Father God, we pray salvation, salvation, God, for them, that they be saved, God. We pray, God, that salvation will be number one, and, God, that they will have the Holy Spirit. They need the Holy Spirit in their lives. They need the Spirit of God in their lives to be able to lead the country, to know how to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, they need to know how to seek your face. God, you said in your word, God, that you seek you while you may be found. Call upon you while you're near. God, they need to be on their knees. And, God, you said in the word, you said, pray for all that's in authority. And that's exactly what we do. I pray for all of these world leaders that because they're in authority. But, you know, God, they need that salvation. They need the Holy Spirit. They need the word of God. They need everything that's pertaining to God. Everything that the nation, the world needs, God. We thank you, Father. We ask you to bless each and every one of these leaders, God. Oh, Father God, you love them. And we love them too, God. We love them and we pray, God. You say we got to love everyone, God. We're not supposed to be hating no one, God, because we are saved. And, Father God, you are in our lives. Your Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is with us. And, Father God, therefore, we can't talk about how bad they are. All we're supposed to do is pray for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they do get saved. And we pray, God, the ones that are not really saved, God, that you send someone in their life now, God. Send someone in their life to tell them about the Lord, that they can get saved, Father, and receive the power, the power, the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, that's what's needed for the world leaders today. They need you, Father. They need the Holy Spirit to work within them, God. They need all of this, God. They need all of you, Father. And we thank you, Lord. Then they can run the country. They can run their nations, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And we bless every leader. We bless every leader of the world today. Everyone that's in authority, God, of this world. Everyone that's in authority, God. These world leaders, God, they need you, Father. They need you, and we thank you for them, Father. We pray, God, that they shall be saved and they shall be filled with the Holy Ghost power. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I praise and thank God for those of you who prayed. Thank you, Sister Thelma. Thank you, Sister Lanny. Thank you, Sister Glory Dean. Those powerful prayers for our nation. We need prayer for our nation on a daily basis. We got to pray for our leaders, the world leaders, that there be peace. Peace. So we know that they need our prayers so that they can, you know, do things how God want, the way God wants them to do it. So I thank God for you. Let's continually praise our Father, our God, our Creator. We have Esther Collins with us today. She's going to be singing a song of praise this afternoon. Good afternoon, Esther. How are you?
I'm good.
Amen. What are you going to sing?
This little light of mine.
Amen. Go ahead.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine.
Victory, victory shall be mine.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, victory, victory shall be mine. Peace. Peace shall be mine. Peace, peace shall be mine. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, peace, peace shall be mine. Joy, joy, joy shall be mine. Joy, joy shall be mine. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, joy, joy shall be mine. Love, love shall be mine. Love, love shall be mine. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, love shall be mine. Deliverance, deliverance shall be mine. Deliverance, deliverance shall be mine. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, deliverance, deliverance shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, peace, 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 joy, love, deliverance shall be mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God. We thank God. Yes. Trust and obey. Can y'all hear the song? Hello?
Yes, we hear it.
Yes.
Y'all can hear it.
We hear it.
Yes.
Trust and obey.
Could hear it?
Yes, I heard.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty, all right. Okay, trust and obey. We got to continually trust and obey. Well, I thank God for each of you all being on today. I'm going to unmute all the lines. And if you don't want to, to speak, you can mute your own lines back. But all the lines are unmuted, and we're going to be doing the affirmations, Esther and me. So I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. I thank God.
I thank God.
Okay. Now, get your Bibles ready, because you got to have your Bibles in a few minutes. Now, you can just relax, put your Bibles in front of you, and be ready. So I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. We're in Genesis, the 8th chapter right now, but we're going to be doing the promises, God's promises for us. And I thank God that he made promises for us. He not like us. We make a promise and we say, oh, my God, I promised so-and-so last week. I forgot. But no, thank God he doesn't forget. So repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
Mother God.
You promised me.
Promise me.
You promised me.
When I am old age.
When I am old age.
He will carry me.
He will carry me.
Bear me. And deliver me.
And deliver me.
And he does.
And he does.
I receive this promise.
I receive this promise.
All right, Esther.
From the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse 4. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoary cares will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right. Repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
Promise me.
You promise me.
That I am older.
That I am older.
And gray-headed.
And gray-headed.
He will not forsake me.
And he will show us his strength.
And to this generation.
And his power.
To everyone that is to come. I receive this promise now. All right, Esther.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 71, verses 17 and 18. 17. Oh God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Verse 18, now also when I am old and gray-headed, thy strength unto this generation, headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, amen. Thank you so much. Repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
Promise me.
You promise me.
When we are young. We have more strength. But our beauty, as we age.
Is our gray hair.
I receive this promise now.
Esther.
From the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 29. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. Amen.
Amen. All right, repeat after me. God promised me.
God promised me.
My hoary head.
My hoary head.
Is a crown of glory.
is a crown of glory.
Because I'm righteous.
Because I'm righteous.
I receive this promise now.
I receive this promise now.
Now. Esther.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 31. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me.
Amen.
God promised me.
God promised me that I will.
One.
Bring forth two.
Deliver rapidly. Three.
Be successful.
Even in my old age. I receive this promise now. All right, go ahead.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 92, verse 14. They shall still bring forth fruit in the old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. God promised me.
God promised me.
Because I kept his commandments.
Because I kept his commandments.
I will have long life.
Life and peace.
I receive this promise now.
I receive this promise now.
Amen. Esther?
From the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. God promised me.
God promised me.
Long life. And salvation. I receive this promise now. Esther?
From the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. God promised me.
Until this present time.
Father God.
You never forsaken me.
I am righteous. And my children's children. Have never been hungry. I receive this promise now. Esther.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 25. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaketh, nor his seed begging bread. Amen.
When my conference, God promised me.
God promised me.
When my conversation.
In my conversation.
Is without.
Desiring.
Desiring.
What belongs to someone else.
What belongs to someone else.
Being content.
Being content.
For what belongs to me.
What belongs to me.
He will never leave me.
He will never leave me.
Nor forsake me. I receive this promise now.
I receive this promise now.
Esther.
From the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Amen.
Amen. All right, I thank God for his word and that he affirms his word. He's a good father. He is gracious. Well, I need someone to find for me in your Bibles, Luke chapter 11, verse 28. When you find it, tell me your name. Luke chapter 11, verse 28. Luke 11, verse 28. Let me know when you get it. I also need someone to find Mark 4, 24. Mark 4, 24. And I'll call on you, take your name and read it. Hold on 1 second. All righty. All right, hold on just 1 second. That other scripture was Mark 4:24. All right, okay. Someone said I have it. Who was that?
Stephanie, Luke 11 and 28.
20, yes, uh-huh. All right, hold
Can
on
I read
second.
It now?
Hold on. All right, who else have Mark? Someone else, Mark 4:24. You have that one?
Mark 4. Oh,
Mark. I need someone to find that for me, please.
Mark 4 and 24. Glory to God. Mark 4 and 24. Mark,
all right, don't read it yet. Don't read it yet. Hold on.
I know.
All right. So thank you all for finding the word for me. All right, Stephanie, go ahead and read Luke 11:28.
But he said, ye rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it.
Amen. Yep.
Amen.
Blessed are we when we hear the word of God and keep it. And that is a challenge, to keep it. To hear the word and to keep it, that's a challenge. So the word of God is take heed what you hear. Take heed how you hear. You know, because a lot of people say, well, I heard that, but I didn't know it meant this. I didn't know what it meant. So I want you to listen to this. Channel 4, Channel 8, Channel 40 announces news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whatever channel you look at on TV, they have the news all the time, 24 hours a day. We listen and we are influenced by what we hear. Whether we hear the word of God or the news on TV. All right? Gloria Dean, read Mark 4:24 for me.
Okay, it says, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye meet. It shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Praise God.
Amen. So we got to be careful what goes into our ear gates. What goes into our eye gates? I'm sorry, was someone else saying something? I missed it. I'm sorry. Okay, so we got to be careful what we hear and what we see because it influences us. When you listen to whatever you listen to, what you hear is very important. You ever talking to somebody and you said, oh, I didn't know that's what you meant. Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to do that. what you hear is very important. Our lives depend on what we hear and how we hear it. Sometimes we read the Word of God, or sometimes we hear the Word of God. We say, oh, I thank you, Father. The daily news on TV, radio, internet broadcast, what they feel is important. They always broadcast what they feel is important. But what's more important, the good news God published for us to read and study and daily, or 2 Timothy says, study to show yourself pleasing to God? Is it, it's easier to do what the devil directs us to do when we live the flesh, but it's easier to do what God tells us to do when we live in the spirit. So God says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Do not let your heart be troubled. The daily news on TV, radio can trouble us, terrify us, scare us. We go like, oh, did you hear that? It was a bombing in such and such a place. Oh, did you hear so-and-so got shot? Oh, did you hear about this in my neighborhood? Then you start to get frightened. Fear comes in. Be careful what we listen to and how we hear what we listen to. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, finally, believers, you who believe in the Lord, whatever things are
all
true.
All right, just go through that door right there and hit the card reader.
I'm sorry. They don't know we're on the radio, but can you mute your phone when you're talking to someone else because the radio picks it up? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
No problem. So finally, brethren or believers, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any praise, think on these things. We must keep our minds focused on the things of God, things that are true. Ask yourself, is the news true? We don't have any way of proving whether it's true or not, but we can prove that the Bible is true. God's word is true. We know that he's not a man that he should lie, but human beings lie. Is what God wants us, you know, to focus on true? Of course it is. What did people do before the TV came out, before the radio came out? How did they survive? Many people say, well, how am I know what's going on in the world? Don't you know God tells people? He has prophets. He said, I'm not going to keep you ignorant. He also speaks to us. I've told you all many times, I was in Hurricane Katrina. Nothing was on. No TV, no radio, no news. You couldn't hear anything but the word of God. I could hear his voice. I had the Bible. I made sure I kept my Bible with me. I had to wade through water up to my waist, but I held on to my Bible and I put it above me so it wouldn't get wet. Now, there's going to come a time where you're going to need the Word of God written on the tables of your heart, because it's coming a time where we may not be able to have a Bible. But if you have it written on the tables of your heart, you can say, wait a minute, the Word of God says, let not my heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. The Word of God says, he is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The Bible says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The Bible says, you know, peace, that God is the Prince of Peace. You know, it's a lot of words, but we need the word written on the tables of our heart that we would not sin against God. So we have to, you know how did God tell us to show us what was about to happen through the ages? How did God show us? And how did he prepare us for what's to come? Now, most of us were not prepared for when the pandemic came, but we did have some food. We did have, when they say shut it down, don't leave your house, put on this, do the other. Some of us were not prepared, but God had warned us through the prophets. But what were we listening to? channel 4, channel 6, channel 8, whatever. But we got to hear what the prophets are saying. They're speaking. I read, and I didn't know about the pandemic, but it was prophesied. But I bet you after a while, everybody started listening to the word. We got in the word. John Paul Jackson died a few years ago. But before he died, he talked about that pandemic in the Bible that was to come. He prophesied it was coming before his death. And it came. So we got to hear what the Spirit of God is saying through the prophets, through his word. I know when I read the word, I'm like, Lord, what does that mean? I didn't know what it means. I want to ask you, is the news pure? Pure means not mixed, free of contamination. If you listen to certain things, you get contaminated in your spirit. You can't listen to something. We're children of the Most High God. Our spirits sometimes are open, and we pick up all kind of other spirits. So we have to be careful what we. I'm not telling you not to look at the news. No. But I'm saying be careful how you hear and don't focus on it more than you focus on the Word of God. Focus more on the Word of God. Focus, listen to what God is telling us. If you listen to the news 24/7 and you're not listening to, you can't do both. God says, choose you whom you're going to serve this day. You can't listen to the news and listen to God at the same time, I promise you. Choose who you're going to listen to. It's okay to let it, to listen to some of it, but not 24/7. We got to say, Father, here I am in the secret place. I come to dwell with you. I come to listen to you today. I come, Lord God, to shut down everything. I'm shutting down the telephone. I'm shutting down the TV. I'm shutting down the internet. I'm shutting down my neighbors. I'm shutting down my family. And I'm going to spend time with you. Lord, talk to me. Speak to me. Don't you know he going to speak to you? Get paper and pen and get ready. Is the news honest, free of deceit? Is it truthful? Do they tell you the truth from God's perspective? I don't think so. Choose you this day who you want to serve. So we got to start listening to God more than we do the TV because they send terror. See, the devil sends terror through the news. After a while, but when God sends the news, I'll be terrified. I know he's going to take care of me. So when I listen to his voice, I'm at peace because he's the Prince of Peace. So that's what he's telling us. I'm the Prince of Peace. Listen to what I want to tell you. So I thank God each of you are listening today. Anybody have any comments on what I just said? I think I have all the lines open. Anybody want to comment? Did I put you all to sleep?
No.
Anybody want to hear, say anything to what I just said?
We know that he's speaking the truth over our life. We know that that was the word of God. This is Selma. So we're just blessed to hear it.
Amen.
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 So you got to remember, you don't need a TV. You don't even need a radio. But we do need who?
God.
We need God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. Before Jesus left the earth, he said, listen, don't fret. I know I'm going, but I'm going to be on the right hand of the Father, but there's going to be a comforter to come. The comforter is going to speak to you. So the comforter is the Holy Spirit, and he speaks truth at all times. That devil be blasting on the news, blasting the news, blasting the news. But God speaking a small, still voice. You got to hear him. And look, you could be sitting in a crowd of 5,000 people, and you can hear the voice of God over everybody's voice, and he can be speaking into your spirit. So you got to remember. All right. Well, we are getting ready to get into the word that we had for this week. It was in, let's talk about our homework a little bit. Let's go to Genesis chapter 8. And Stephanie is going to read. So everybody turn to chapter 8 of Genesis. Chapter 8 of Genesis. We've been on Genesis now. This is the second week. So let's go to Genesis chapter 8, everybody. I thank God for each of you all today. We're in the Word. We're in the Word of God. We've been studying in Genesis for a couple of weeks. We're in Genesis chapter 8. We've been on Genesis for quite a while. Right now we're on Genesis chapter 8. Your Bible's ready. Genesis chapter 8. I thank God for each of you all. You all are a blessing in my life. You all.
Have a good one.
All right. Somebody's talking and it's coming through the radio. Have a good one. You got to remember, mute your line because I got you on off mute. So if you want to talk to somebody else, mute your line. Thank you. Or you could tell me, Sister G, mute my line back, and I'll do that too. All right. Everything comes through the radio. When you're talking, you could be whispering around your house, Bob. We could hear it. So I appreciate your courtesy, your kindness. Thank you so much. All right. Sister Stephanie, you ready to read?
Yes, ma'am.
Chapter 8. All right. She's going to start at verse 1 of chapter 8. Go right ahead.
And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters a grave. The fountain also of the deep, and the wind
Sister
of the heaven.
Sister Stephanie, don't forget to say what verse one, verse two.
I'm sorry, verse two.
No problem.
The fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. Verse three. And the waters returned off the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. Four, and the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. Five, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month, in the 10th day, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass, at the end of 40 days, that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. Seven, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Eight, also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. Nine, but he drove around no rest for his sole of his foot. So she returned unto him in the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her with him into the ark. 10. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he set forth the dove out of the ark. 11. And the dove came to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off, so Noah knew that the waters were abated off the earth. 12. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. 13. And it came to pass in the 600th and the first year, in the first month, and the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from all of the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and beheld, the face of the ground was dry. 14. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dry. And God spake unto Noah, saying, 16. Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wives and thy sons' wives with thee. 17. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. 18. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. 19. Every beast, every creeping thing, every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds went forth out of the ark. 20. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. 21. And the Lord smelt a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. 22. While the earth remaineth seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Oh, wow. Beautiful reader. Thank God for the word. Remember I told you, thank God for the word. Read the word. Study the word. We have it available now. But that don't mean we're going to have it always available. So read the word. Study the word. And live the word. Many people, I mean, the Bible says the devil know the word. But does he obey it? No. So
no.
What good is it going to do us if we read the word, study the word, and we say, oh, yeah, okay, God, we're not going to do that. No, it's not going to work. It will not work. We got to read, we got to study, and we got to obey. That's what God is requiring of us. All right, our homework was to read chapter 8 every day. And give do 5 questions. So who want to do 2 of your questions or 3 of your questions? State your name and ask the question, and we'll give the answer. Who's ready?
Selma. I'm ready.
All right, Sister Selma. Thank
okay,
you.
Go ahead,
Sister
Selma.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Hold on 1 second. Sister Stephanie, what did you say?
I was ready, but the Sister Selma said she was ready, so I'll wait after her.
All right, you could go right after her. Okay, Sister Selma, go ahead.
Question number 1 is, how many days was it before Noah opened the windows of the ark?
All right, how many days was it before Noah opened the window of the ark? State your name and the answer.
Gloria
Dean. 150 days.
Gloria
Dean.
Oh.
All right. Wait, hold up. Wait. Gloria Dean, what did you say?
She said,
What did you say is the answer? I know Stephanie answered, but what did you say?
I thought the answer was that it came to pass at the end of 40 days. That
40 days?
The
okay, what's the answer?
Yeah. That is true. 40 days. It's
all
in
right.
Verse 6.
Okay.
40 days. Okay, good job. All right.
Man,
so,
that's one of my questions.
All right, that's okay. That's okay. You can still do it. If you got 5 questions, you may not
no,
be.
No, not really.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Okay, so go ahead, Sister Selma.
The next question is, what kind of bird did Noah send out at first?
All right. State your name and the answer.
Stephanie, a raven.
Yes, that's the answer.
All right, good job. You sent out a raven. All right. Okay, so one more, Sister Selma.
Okay. How did God blank Noah and the living seed and all the cattle that was with him? How did God blank Noah?
How did God blank Noah? Who knows the answer? Can't hear you. All right, Sister Thelma, give the answer.
And it says in verse number 1, and God remembered Noah. I say, how did God blank Noah? and every living thing? That was the question. So
right.
It's remembered.
Okay,
oh,
good.
Yeah. Excuse me, she said blanked. I think that's what had got confused, the word.
Yeah, but that's
okay.
To fill in the word.
It's okay. But
you
know what?
That's my, guess what? That's one of my questions right there.
All right. So Sister Bell, Sister Stephanie is next. Thank you all so much, Sister Stephanie.
Let's go with, what did God make pass over the earth?
What did God make pass over the earth, okay? State your name and the answer.
Sister Laney. Sister Laney.
What's the answer, Sister
Laney? It wind. God made a wind to pass over the earth.
Okay. Good
job.
Right. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, good.
Yes.
All right, two more questions, Sister Stephanie.
Okay, when could the mountains able to be seen?
I can hear you.
When could the mountains able to be seen?
When was the mountain able to be?
Yeah.
Hi.
How many?
Brian.
I'm sorry, say the answer, Brother Brian, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. It said that in the waters, in verse 5, it says, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day, were the top of the mountain seen.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. How many more you
one
got?
More.
Two or one more?
I got two more, but I'll do just one more. The ark
okay.
rested where?
Where did the ark rest?
To them, it rests on Mount Ararat.
Very good. Yes, ma'am. She's right.
And it says,
all right.
Okay.
She said that's correct. Good job. All right. Y'all doing great. I'm so proud of y'all. All right. Who's next with their question? Sister Glardine, you ready?
Oh, well, I think I have just one. Two of them are done already.
Okay.
This one, I have this question. When did, what time did the ark rest? What month and what day did the ark rest?
The sail. The ark rest on the seventh month.
And what day?
But
on the 17th day.
The 17th day of the month.
All right. Is that right, Sister Glardine?
Yeah, that was right. That was correct. That was right.
All right, all right, all right. Y'all did a good job. Oh, y'all are so brilliant. I thank God for you all. All right, all right, all right. Anybody else have any questions and answers? Anybody else? All right. Well, we're going to move right along. I thank God for you all. You all are digging in the Word. That's what God wants. He wants us in the Word. All right. Okay. I'm going to ask you all some questions now. How long after the ark rested? No, I'm going to skip that one. Let's see, what is it? Where is it? Where is it? Okay. Why did Noah go out of the ark? Why did Noah go out of the ark?
Stephanie, because God told him to come out of the ark.
Yes. God told him to come out of the ark, and he obeyed God. What do you think would have happened if... he had come out of the ark before God told him to come out.
He would have.
Stephanie, the earth wouldn't have been ready.
Yes, but it may have been still water on the earth, and he may not have been able to still be living. All right, thank God. Now, remember, earlier in Genesis, God told him to go into the ark. He gave him instructions. And that's how he does us. He gives us instructions. Sometimes the Lord said, no, I don't want you leaving the house today. I'm like, nah, but I wanted to go to the store. But I bet you I'm going to listen to his voice. I could be ready and ready to step out the door. But if God say, don't go out, you know I'm not going to go out. So listen to what God is speaking in your spirit today. And every day listen to him. He said, okay, I don't want you to shut the TV down today. I don't want you looking at nothing. I don't want you listening to nothing. Would you do it? That's not a question for you to answer.
Without question.
That's one for you to think about. So the Bible says obey God rather than man. So you can say, but Lord, I was just getting ready to look at this program. I've been waiting for weeks to look at it. I said, no, no, I want you looking at that today. I want you to listen to me. And then you listen to God, and he may not say nothing. And you go like, wait, Father, I was waiting to listen to you. He may have done something inside you that you don't know about. When God tells you he wants to spend time with you, you best be running into his presence because he has great things. Sometimes he don't say nothing. But sometimes when you're talking to somebody else, they say, girl, how'd you know that? I'm like, know what? That was a word of knowledge. No, God is putting that in you. So he gives good gifts to his children, and he adds no sorrow. So our key thing is just to obey God. Read the word, study the word, and obey the word, and obey the Father's voice. All right. What other instructions did God tell Noah to do after he told him to go out of the ark with his whole family? What other instructions did he tell him?
Brian, he told him to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth.
All right. That's one thing. What else? He told him something else, too. What else? Good job, Brian. He gave him some other instructions when he told him to go out of the ark with his whole family. What else did he tell him?
Gloria Dean, he said to bring forth, after the family, then he asked for the animals then to come forth. After they came forth, then it was time for the bring forth the every living thing that is with thee, the flesh and both of fowl. Verse 17.
Amen. Excellent job, Gloria Dean. All right. Why did God tell Noah to bring the birds, the cattle, and the creeping things from the earth? Why did he tell him that?
Because they
may replenish the earth.
Yeah, to be fruitful, like Brother Brian said. Be fruitful and multiply the earth. Just think if they had come off and left all the insects, the birds, the cattle. Oh, my God, this earth would be in trouble. But that's why he told them, because the insects, even though we hate flies and roaches and bugs, these things have a purpose too. They live on the earth for a purpose. And the cattle, the birds, yeah, they have a purpose too. So I thank God, you know, for his word. I just love the word of God. I love reading the word. I love studying the word. And I love to obey God. Sometimes I misunderstand what God tells me. And I said, Lord, give me clear understanding so I can obey you. It is my desire to obey you. So, let me see, another question. What did the Lord smell? What did the Lord smell?
Stephanie, a sweet savor.
A sweet savor, yes. Isn't that awesome? God has a nose he can smell way down from heaven on the earth. And I want to make sure it's a sweet savor that he smells. I don't want to be stinking his nostrils from not being obedient. I want to be a sweet smell in his nostrils. All right.
Yes.
All right. Would someone read Genesis 8:21-22? State your name and read it, please.
Okay. You said 21 and 22?
Yes.
Okay, 21. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. 22. While the earth remaineth seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Amen.
My God, isn't that an awesome promise? What did he say?
Yes,
it's not going to cease from the earth?
No.
He said seed time. So we have plants, seeds. One of my neighbors the other day, she has a magnolia tree, and she gave me some seeds from the magnolia tree to plant. So we got beauty in the earth. We need food. My sister has a garden in her yard, and some of my friends, they have a garden. One of my friends in Houston, she has a garden. So she's planting. So God gives us seeds to plant for food, to harvest the food, so we'll have food to eat. And he said he's going to give us cold and heat. Think just, you know, if it was just cold all the time and we didn't have any heat. God balances things. He balances things in our lives. Summer and winter and day and night. Just suppose it was night all the time. It was dark all the time. But thank God, you know, when I was a child, you know, sometimes we didn't have electricity. It was dark, but God furnished light in another way. But thank God for the day and the night. All right, homework for next week. We're going to read chapter 9. We're going to move on to Genesis 9. So read the whole chapter in Genesis 9, 1 through 29. And, you know, write your questions. Now, I also want you to memorize. So we're going to start memorizing the word was written on the tables of our hearts. Memorize Genesis 8 and 22. Memorize Genesis 8, 22. All right, let's all read it together. Let's all go to Genesis 8, and I'm going to count to 3, and we can read it together. 8:22. We're going to read it together. 1, 2, 3.
While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.
That's what I want us to memorize, that script. So let's start memorizing the word of God. You know, I don't know about you, when I used to go to church when I was little, on certain Sundays, children had to get up in, before the whole church with things we had memorized. It could be the 23rd Psalm. It could have been the Lord wept. It could have been the Lord is my shepherd. But the young children had to memorize very, very easy ones. And as you got older, sometimes you do a whole, oh, my God, long scriptures or poems or whatever it was. So we got to stay in the Word. Let's start memorizing the Word. Now, God visited Noah. If God visited you, would you know it? Would you know that you were in the presence of the Most High God? Would you know? Noah knew God was there because he spoke to him. He talked to him. And some people, I know in church sometimes when I used to go, I hear people say, I feel the presence of God. And I'm like, you do? I didn't feel it. I didn't feel nothing. So I didn't know what they were talking about. They said, well, I feel the presence of God. But, you know, it's good to know when God is around. He's always there now. But it's good to know when God is speaking to you. He spoke to Noah. Sometimes God is speaking to us, but we are so busy. God said we got to make time for him. He wants us to make time for him. If there's no room in our life for God, one, there's no room for healing, emotional, physical, spiritual, and psychological. You got to make room for God. If there's no room in our life for God, there's no room for a visitation for God. We're too busy. God said, no, no, we're too busy. If there's no room in our life for God, you know, we can't pray for salvation for our family because we don't know how to consult him. If there's no room in our life for God, how are we going to get our prayers answered? He's faithful now. But God wants, he said, make time for him. It's crucial that we pray. It's crucial that we go into the secret place and get in his presence. It is vital. In other words, it's most important that we spend time with God and get a personal relationship. You know, many people don't have a personal relationship with God. They go to church every time the doors open, but they have no personal relationship with God. So God says, stop, 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 stop. Reorganize your life and make time for me, says the Lord. I'm telling you what he had me write down. I want your time. I have many things for you. I'm talking to each one of you. Me too. Mostly, I want to talk to you. You know that song says, just a little talk with Jesus. Everything going to make it all right. He'll make everything all right. But he want to talk to us too. He don't want us just talking to him. You ever been with somebody and they did all the talking? Sometimes I go to sleep when they do all the talking. But you say, well, when am I going to get to talk? It's a two-way conversation. God wants to talk to us. So repeat after me. Lord.
Lord.
Forgive me. For neglecting you.
You mean for neglecting you.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Help me.
Read.
Read.
Study.
Study.
And obey your word daily.
And obey your word daily.
Lord, give me. Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
When I put everything.
When I put
everything.
And everybody.
And everybody.
Before you.
Before you.
Before you.
All right. Thank God for each of you. Oh, my God. Well, let's go over some Bible facts. Here's some Bible facts that we need to know. We got to learn some things about the Bible. You know, we learning things about the Creator, about the author of the Word, but we got to know some things about the Word. What Bible character? Now, you know you got to state your name before you answer. Say, it could be two or three, it could be five, it could be everybody answering at the same time, but state your name. And don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate.
Don't call your name. Oh, this is Sister G. And then I just hesitate. No, state your name and the answer. So what, listen to the question first. I'm going to read it twice. Which Bible character in the four Gospels was a doctor? Which Bible character in the four Gospels was a doctor?
Gloria Dean.
Praise God. That's Dr. Luke.
All right. I heard it. I heard all y'all. That's right. Dr. Luke. So Dr. Luke. Luke. Colossians 4:14. Luke was a beloved physician. All right. Question number two. Which book in the Bible is known as which book in the Bible is known as the book of law? I'm sorry. Which book in the Bible known as in the beginning was the book of law? I got that question all mixed up. I hope y'all understand what I mean. Which
Esther,
book of the books of law?
Esther, Genesis.
Hey.
Destiny. It is Genesis.
All right, all y'all were right. Genesis, that's correct. Sometimes I get these questions all screwed up. I'll be working on this sometimes 3 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 1 at night, all kind of times. So please forgive me. All right, next question. Find a scripture in the book of prophecy and tell us what the scripture is and read it. Find a scripture in the book of prophecy. Tell us what the scripture is and read it. Go ahead. I hear y'all searching. First, you got to know what the book of prophecy is, and then you got to turn to any scripture in the book of prophecy and read it.
Gloria Dean. Gloria Dean.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
That's the book. Prophecy would be Revelation, and the scripture is 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
All right, what were you reading?
As for Revelation
4:11.
Yes, I'm
Revelation.
Revelation
4:11.
That is correct. The book of prophecy is Revelation. That's the only book of prophecy that's known in the books, you know, of the Bible as the book
that.
Of prophecy. And she read, what'd you read, Revelations what?
4:11, because that's one of the songs God gave me in 4:11.
All right. Thank you, Gloria Dean. Revelations 4:11, good. So when anybody asks you, what's the book of prophecy? It's in the New Testament, Revelation. All right. Who will read the 12 minor prophets, or tell me what they are? You can read them, or you can tell me what the minor prophets are.
Stephanie, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
All right. So I'm gonna make just a look. Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Good job. Excellent, excellent, excellent. You guys are doing a great job. Well, yeah, James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray for each other. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So it's time for a prayer. Time for prayer. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to write the prayers down. make your prayer request brief, you know, because we got people on the line. Some people want to get their prayer request, so make them real brief. State your name and wait till I call on you, and then I'll let you make your request. All right? We're ready. All right, nobody has a prayer request today. I need somebody to pray for me. I have several things that I'm doing, so I'm asking for direction and guidance that I will hear clearly what the Lord is telling me to do. So who wants to pray for me?
Sister Thelma.
Go ahead, Sister Thelma.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We lift our sister up, our teacher, our instructor. We lift her up before you, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you give her the ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto her, that she'll be guided in the right direction and that she won't miss you, God. And Father, we thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, and above all, understanding, God, that you have given to her. We thank you, God, for her life, her health, her healed body, and her delivered mind. Father, we just thank you for this teacher, and we thank you for your anointing being upon her life, and that she is strong within you, God. So keep her close to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, God, for everything. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that awesome, powerful prayer, Sister Thelma, for me. All right. Any more prayer requests?
Sister Lady.
Okay.
I need strength and wisdom to be able to assist those who are hurting who come to me for assistance.
All right. Strength and wisdom for those that come to you that are hurting.
God.
All right. Who wants to pray for Sister Thelma's? Sister Lainey's request. Strength and wisdom for those that God has assigned to her to help.
Gloria Dean, I'll pray for her.
Okay.
She wants wisdom. She wants wisdom, praise God, to help others. Father God, we pray. Huh? Stephanie?
Strength and wisdom.
Huh? Wisdom and what else?
Strength.
Oh, strength. I get it. God, we pray for our sister right now, God. Seeking your strength and wisdom, God, because many people come and call on her, God, that to get ministered to. Sometimes they don't know what to say. They don't know how to consult God. They don't understand the word of God. Even if the God speaks to them, they need to understand what God is saying. We thank you, God, that you give our sister the wisdom, the knowledge and understanding, give her the strength, because she's able to do all things through Christ Jesus strengthened her. She's already got the strength. God has already given it to us in the Bible, Philippians 4:13, I believe it is, that God has given us strength. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened us. And my sister can do all things through Christ Jesus because she's got the strength, and God has given her the wisdom, the knowledge and understanding, everything, God. She has it already. And we thank you, Lord, she's able to help each person, God, each one, because the Holy Spirit lives inside of her, and the Holy Spirit takes over. Sometimes when she doesn't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will take over, and you will minister according to the word of God, because God loves you, and God loves each person that's calling upon your help. And God bless you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, any more requests? Thank you so much, Gloria Jean. Thank you, Sister Thelma. Any more requests? We're going to be moving on, and we're going off soon.
Pray for me that I remember the Bible. I can't remember Bible verses anymore. I know the word. I know the. I can quote the word, but I can't remember where it was anymore.
All right, your name?
Vivian.
All right, I know who you are, Vivian, but we always got to speak our name. All right, so that's what we're working on. Did you hear the homework, Vivian?
Mm-mm.
Okay, the homework was to, who could tell her what the homework was, to memorize what scripture?
Genesis 8:22.
To remember, Genesis 8:22.
Good, did you hear it, Vivian? Vivian?
Yes. Genesis 8:22.
Yeah, verse 22.
Yes.
And also read Genesis chapter, what chapter we have to read, y'all?
Chapter 9.
And do five questions. Five questions and five answers. So our homework, Vivian, read Genesis chapter 9. Five questions and five answers. Memorize Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Hello, someone's talking, but I'm sorry, it's kind of disturbing us. All right. Any more prayer requests? All right, wait, hold on, somebody. Who wants to pray for Vivian and all of us for memory? All of us, because we all have so much to memorize. I'm the same. I don't remember scriptures. I'm like, where? I know that scripture, but where is it found? I can't always remember, but.
Right.
You pray, right. Father God. Jesus. Glory
to
you.
I want to pray for Sister Vivian.
Glory to you. All right,
go ahead, Gloria.
All right. Who?
Go ahead, Gloria Dean. Pray for Sister Vivian. And all of us.
Thank you, Lord, for Sister Vivian, God. We thank you, Lord, because this is a woman that has a lot of scriptures inside of her, Father. And Father God, as she's been known for many years, same as these scriptures. And God, we ask right now that through the Holy Spirit, that each time she may forget that your spirit, God, that's been in her, will bring back the scriptures. God, we pray that the scriptures will come back to her, the familiar scriptures she knew that she loved, they'll come back to her. All the ones that she knew, they'll come back. When she's ready to use them, they will come back. And even more of God will come back. We pray, God, that you anoint her. She's your anointed servant, God. And we pray, God, that the word is anointed in her. We thank you, Lord, that anointed word will come back. All the anointed scriptures, God, that she knew will come back to her memory. And she will remember, and the Holy Spirit is going to bring it to her right away. We pray to the Holy Spirit to bring it right away back to her. She shall remember these scriptures. We thank you, Father God, because God, we know that she can do it because God has already put it within her to remember in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for that she would be able to quote these scriptures, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for her memory, bringing back her memory, because God, she's able to do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens her. Praise God. And God said he'll supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we don't need now for my sister, God, is to memorize scriptures again. Bring them back, even the old ones. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take one more request, and we're going to move. We're going to be closing out very soon. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you. Anybody have any remarks, anything they want to say before we close out?
Sister G, I was thinking about your question when you asked about can we recognize the presence of God. I think that my heart began to fill up because I thought about an experience I had at my church several years ago, actually, and really have not sense that move in such a way in a corporal setting as I remember that a young man got up to offer the altar prayer, and he simply said, "May we pray." And when he said, "May we pray," he didn't say anything. He just was still. And in those few seconds, when it was stillness, you heard worshipers begin to worship God. There was no prayer, nothing said, but there was a stillness and a quietness that was so profound. It was like the Holy Spirit just sat on the hearts of certain worshipers. And when he did pray, and when we opened our eyes, you looked around and you saw a lot of people with tears just rolling down their face. God showed up in a presence just to love on us in the stillness. And I just wanted to say there is an intimacy with God in the quiet time, in the stillness. And I've experienced it more at home than I have at the church in the corporate setting. But that was one that really blessed my church. And I just want to share that. There is a blessing in the stillness in God's presence.
Amen. That's an awesome testimony. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. The stillness and the quietness of the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Now, I've been trying to memorize the whole thing for years. One time I went to this nursing home, and this gentleman, he was about 90, 85, 90, and I was saying that, and he started, and he quoted the whole thing. That was about 25 years ago.
I quoted the whole thing.
Who is that, Vivian?
Yes, I've been trying to quote that thing all my life, and it seems like I can never get it down fast.
I know what you mean. Me too. I've been trying to memorize it, but we're going to work on it. We're going to work on it. All right. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Brian, I do have a prayer request. Just one for direction, please, where to go in life and what to do.
All right. Minister Vivian, can you pray for Brian for a direction, what God wants him to do? Sister Vivian.
Gracious Father God, hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God. He's the author and the finisher of everything. Lord God, you know Brian, God, Lord God, by name, God. God, you, oh God, made him in your own image, Lord God. And Father God, you said you, hallelujah, the little boy, God, you said you will direct that. direct our path. And, Lord, I pray, God, for Brian, oh, God, that you, oh, God, let him know that you are directing his path. And, God, show him, oh, God, and what you want him to do and how you want him to do it. But, oh, God, that's who you are, God. God, you lead us, oh, God, in all directions, God. So, Lord, let him know that you are leading him. All he have to do is seek your face, God. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of his faith, and then he keeps the faith, oh God. Say, my faith is in you, Lord God, and everything that pertaineth to life and godliness in you, Lord God. You are pointed out on him right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, cover Brian, oh God, with your blood, God, and open up, oh God, to him things that he do not know, God. Lord, that he'll follow wholly after you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you,
thank you all so much. Okay. Well, I have an announcement. Every Tuesday at 4 o'clock Central, let me see, what is that, Central Standard Time, we pray for the children of the world. You're welcome to join us, 5 o'clock my time. Wednesday midweek Bible study that we're on now. We thank God for each of you. Tell other people about it. And next Thursday, this is going to be a first, next Thursday at 8 p.m. my time, 7 p.m. your time, University of Biblical Studies, boys to men and girls to ladies. So you all are welcome to join, especially the youth, young adults and youth. We are going to be giving lessons, so look forward to you all joining us. The same number, you dial the same number, 8 o'clock. Next Thursday p.m. or 7 p.m. your time, and we're going to be doing University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies. Thank God for you all. Tell your children, your grandchildren, to come on. All right, anybody else? We're getting ready to close now. I love each of you. You already know God loves you so much. God loves you so much, and God is waiting for you to come into his presence and say, I choose you, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. I love you.
Amen.
All right. Talk to you all soon.
Amen. I love you too. Bye-bye.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. I heard the little one say bye-bye. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.